This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let the good times roll here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 3:35. Chris Russell, unfortunately, going to join the program coming up at 1:45. I want to get his thoughts on what he saw in the preseason opener from the Washington Commanders. We spent that first hour of the program setting the scene, giving you my positive takeaways, took a bunch of your calls on the positive takeaways from the preseason opener. When you lose 48-18, it feels like there aren't a lot of positive takeaways, but a couple of different guys stood out. And I'll shout him out here again real quick. Johnny Newton was awesome. Josh Connerly was awesome. Trey Amos, I thought, was good. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt stood out. Noah Igbinoghene, I thought, stood out in a tremendous way. Chris Paul, Tyler Owens, Ja'Cory Brooks. There were some positive takeaways, but there were some not-so-good things as well. And we'll let you, you know, chime in on that as we roll throughout this 1 o'clock hour. Right now on NFL Network, if you're looking for some more preseason action to scratch that itch, Russell Wilson and the Giants are in action against the Buffalo Bills. And Tyrone Tracy just put the ball on the carpet, ended up rolling out of bounds, so it will stick with the New York Giants. But I'll say this about the Commanders' counterparts in the NFC East. I think we're very sleep on them as a collective. I think the Giants are a better football team than we give them credit for. I think the Eagles, we know who they are. The Cowboys, if you've been listening to me all offseason, people are saying, is he a Cowboys fan? Because I think the gap between Washington and Philly, larger than the gap between Washington and Dallas. And that isn't a slight to the Commanders. It's really, you know, an attaboy to the Cowboys and the type of offseason they've had. But we'll get to the rest of the National Football League and what I saw in the preseason to this point as we roll on throughout the show. Shador Sanders was awesome last night, but right now I got to take the kitty gloves off. And if you listen to the start of the show, I don't know what the hell is wrong with some of you out there. A lot of y'all are bold as hell. And y'all, I gotta remember this, and you all need to remember this too. You don't know me. So some of the comments that y'all leave under posts on social media, I read them, and I know y'all wouldn't say none of this stuff to me in person, so why do you feel emboldened, empowered to say it to me on social media? See, the difference between me and a lot of others, I don't kiss ass. I'm not going to say what the hell you want to hear. I'm not going to say what tickles your fancy, what makes you happy. I'm going to say what I see. I'm going to say what's real. And I'm not trying to act like I had some sort of extensive playing career, but of all the hosts that you hear in Odyssey DC on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, I went about as far as anyone that's not a professional football player, like a Brian Mitchell, like a Rick Doc Walker. So put some damn respect on my name. what I didn't like last night. I'm going to start with the obvious. How the hell do we get a look at Mike Gallup, Ja'Cory Brooks, KJ Osborne, and the rest of the misfit toys at wide receiver if Sam Hartman's going to suck the way that he did? Let's call it what it is. Sam Hartman prevented this team from getting a good look last night. So much so, next week against Cincinnati, I expect Jayden Daniels to be the starter. I don't know if Marcus Mariota is going to be ready. If Mariota's not ready, Josh Johnson's got to be the second quarterback that hits the field next week. He's got to be. It's a night and day difference. When he gets to the top of his drop, boom, ball comes out. It's accurate. It's on time. With Sam Hartman, we just didn't see that. And if you're really trying to evaluate this wide receiver room and get a good look at guys, the quarterback that plays in the preseason is going to have to give them some looks. So Sam Hartman definitely, you know, stood out for me in all the wrong ways. Eddie Goldman is a guy that was brought in here. And look, dude, that's a D.C. native. Got a lot of love for Big Eddie G. Eddie G got thrown out the club several times last night. This run defense last night, I don't care who wasn't playing. Johnny Newton played a fair amount. Eddie Goldman played a fair amount. Cleveland Farrell played a fair amount. Three guys that are probably going to be in this rotation. The edge wasn't set consistently. That's why a caller, I think Vic, called in and talked about Drake May having 12 passing yards. Man, all they did was run the ball at Washington. So, yes, he's only going to have 12 passing yards. That was the frustrating part to me. The run defense, I thought, struggled. Eddie Goldman did not hold firm at the point of attack against double teams. You can't give up 4 yards and get blown 4 yards off the line of scrimmage when you're double teamed. It compromises your run defense. It's a major issue that they had last year when they were the third worst defense in the NFL in terms of rush yards allowed before contact. Last night didn't look too much improved in that category. Coming up this week against Cincy, I need to see Javon Kinlaw. I need to see Deron Payne. I need to see Johnny Newton. And I need to see Eddie Goldman bounce back. He looked sorry last night. Be honest with you. And I love Eddie G. He's from around the way. Eddie Goldman looked sorry last night. Dom Hampton didn't look interested in flying downhill at the linebacker spot. Now, it's difficult when the D tackles are getting pushed into your lap. I thought Dom Hampton and Kane Medrano, like, both just were non-factors last night. The linebacker play was piss poor last night. And I don't know if it's a byproduct of the D-line getting their ass whipped or were guys just not ready, but Dom Hampton didn't look ready. Kane Medrano didn't fly downhill with the reckless abandon that I want my linebackers to play with. Now, the other thing is this with Dom and Kane. They're never going to be playing without Frankie and Bobby on the field. So I want to give them some credit for that. But just the run defense as a whole, they were a gap out of place, it felt like a lot of times. They were jumping out of the wrong or jumping into the wrong gap, not fitting the run properly. It wasn't a good look for the run defense overall. And then Chris Moore. I mean, Chris Moore has been so up and down throughout training camp, man, to where last night wasn't too much of a surprise that the ball hit the turf, but it's still disappointing to see. What say you, though, man? What stood out in the wrong way for you last night, the preseason opener? 1-800-636-1067. The last point I'll make is this on the penalties. I mean, it's got to be better. 13 penalties for damn near 100 yards. I get it, though, right? You got a bunch of guys playing that have never played before. Your eyes get big. You're under the lights. Brady just got the statue unveiled. Some dudes was shook up, wasn't ready to go. That's okay. I don't blame the coaching staff. I'm not firing anybody, but I am noting it. Got to be better. 1-800-636-1067. G from the shop wants to chime in. What's up, G?
Man, I don't know what they putting in the comments on you, Lunel, but don't be tripping, man. If they talking bad,
they'd have called me a little. They'd have called me a DEI hire. They said I'm soft. They said I don't get.
Nah, look, they tuned in though. They tuned in. They got enough respect. Give them ratings, man. And you know me. I put it in the comment, and I'll Joan on you right when I see you, boy. You know I love you, boy.
Yeah, I appreciate you, brother.
You said it right. Unfortunately, you got Russell coming on here. We don't need to hear him, man, trolling. We don't need no advice on how to get ready for a hot dog eating contest, Russell. So, only thing I'm really concerned about, Lunel, you know, I ain't tripping too much because, like you said, 30 people ain't play. man, I don't care what it is, shirts and skins, exhibition, preseason, you don't get beat by 40, for one.
Yeah.
And they better get it together before the season starts, because too many games is lost on a kick or a missed kick. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That gate dude ain't where it's at, man. That's all I'm saying, Lunell. I love you, boy.
I appreciate you as always, G. 1-800-636-1067. Look, the kicking thing is real, especially when you consider what this team dealt with last year. Imagine if the playoff game against Tampa, if that kick doesn't go in. We're talking about the offseason through a completely different lens. We're looking at this team through a completely different lens. So, yeah, getting the kicking situation straightened out is massive. It's paramount. I wonder if they bring in another body coming up this week. But, yeah, losing by 30 in a preseason game, it's tough. You want to be more competitive. But the thing I keep going back to is more of a byproduct of the piss-poor job that Ron Rivera and company did while they were here. We don't have a baseline roster. We don't have a floor of this roster. We just don't. Let's go to Tony in Virginia. Wants to chime in. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, brother? Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, man, I love the guys. I listen to them every day. But like what I like to see is Dan get this defense together. You asked about positive. You know, we got a punt return. I mean, we got even though 30 guys didn't play, but, you know, they are football players. And, you know, guys step it up and want to play, like Sean Taylor. We don't see that energy in these guys. You know, we don't see it. Where's that energy, like Doc said, like Mitchell, D. Mitch, all that? We don't see it. And then, why don't they give Terry the money? Because look at that.
I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. Your disappointing things that you saw last night in the Commanders preseason opener. We'll take your calls on that now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Get into your calls at 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders 48-18 losers last night at the hands of the New England Patriots in the preseason opener. Anyone looking for an explanation as to why the team came out quote-unquote flat? Hard to match the energy of a team that is unveiling a statue before a preseason opener. Bottom line is this, not making excuses for the boys. It just is what it is. You can't fake desperation. You can't fake urgency. Clearly, New England wanted it a little bit more last night. That's not an indictment on Dan Quinn. That's not an indictment on the coaching staff. Just be better in the second preseason game coming up next Monday against Cincinnati when you're at home on Monday Night Football under the lights. That's the type of environment and energy that creates a sense of urgency in a preseason environment in which everybody knows that nothing counts. Taking your calls, though, at 1-800-636-1067. Like I said, if you're just joining us, a couple of things stood out in the wrong way for me. I'm done with the Sam Hartman experiment. He may look better in the preseason finale. Next week, though, if Marcus Mariota doesn't play, I need Jaden for a quarter, and then give me Josh Johnson. I need to be able to see these other wide receivers get a good look. Ja'Cory Brooks made plays. Michael Gallup made some plays. KJ Osborne, I thought, made a couple of plays. Hard to get them a genuine look when Sam Hartman's in there, a quarterback. Point blank. That annoyed me. Chris Moore, this is the guy that's supposed to be the Terry McLaurin replacement? Give me a damn break. Can't catch a common cold. I mean, it's god-awful hands. Big-time drops in practice. Big-time drops in the preseason game last night. Eddie Goldman is the big... If there's like one sweeping disappointment, it's the way the front seven played. Because Johnny Newton flashed at times. But he also got thrown out the club at times too. He had a run stop though. Eddie Goldman's the guy that I'm really circling and going, damn. He was brought in here as a different body type, quote unquote. 6'3", 325, doesn't look like it. You cannot get blown 4 yards back off the line of scrimmage when you're double teamed. It compromises the linebackers. And it compromises your run defense. But I haven't gone and watched it on second review yet, but it felt like watching it in real time. The run fits were just off. Guys are out of a gap here, out of a gap there. When that happens, it turns a 2-yard run into a 4-yard run, a 4-yard run into an 8-yard run. And the Commanders, we know what their Achilles heel is coming into this year. They have to be better at the point of attack, stopping the run, setting the edge. Despite being down 30 guys last night, I did not see that consistently enough. We'll see how much better they are in the second preseason game next Monday against the Bengals. What did you see that you didn't like last night? 1-800-636-1067. Paulie is out in the 757. What's going on, Paulie?
Yeah, hail to the W. What's going on, Lynette?
What's going on, man? Trying to keep my cool and not bust nobody in their mouth, man.
Man, you need to chill out, man. It's preseason. I'm going to take it back to the last segment, being I've been on hold since the last segment.
Yeah.
Y'all forgot Jeremy McNichols. Y'all keep talking about this Bill guy. Y'all keep talking about this Bill guy. Bill ain't taking no carries from McNichols. Because McNichols, I know what I got with McNichols. You remember Monday night, Cincinnati?
Well, I remember.
Touchdown pass to Terry, who had that big block on the blitz? Well. McNichols. Remember the Arizona game? 2 touchdowns, running up the sidelines, McNichols. Like, I hope Bill's a good guy. He can look like he got some talent.
The question is going to be, Paulie, do they keep four backs? That's going to be the question.
Well, if they don't only keep three backs, McNichols is the third back.
And you know why he is? You know why?
Because I can count on McNichols.
And McNichols plays special teams. That's the one thing
exactly.
That Bill has not
and
shown.
I was getting ready to say that. Remember, he had some of the biggest hits on special teams last year.
Yeah, you know crash dummy, I mean? So, man. He's a football player, bro.
Right. So I like to see a young boy, Bill. He got talent. He do. But this McNichols is a professional football player
Yes. Who
does his job, and you can count on him. And as far as what I didn't like, man, the only thing I took from yesterday I didn't like was two things. Like you said, we get beat by 40. That's on coaching, bro. Like, New England looked like we looked last year with a first-year coach. Enthusiasm. Like,
yeah.
Everybody was on the same level. Now, so far, all I've been hearing is Camp J going on out there.
Oh, Lord.
Everybody's getting a veteran day off. Like, homeboy ain't been here 2 weeks, and he had three veteran days off already. The young players see that. That's setting the tone. If these guys ain't playing, that's why you come out here and you get mollywopped like that, man. And like G said, man, I don't like the kicker, bro. I was comfortable with Cyber, and I was okay with Gonzalez. You know, I've been hearing all week long about this guy being inconsistent, and then he comes out and missed the first kick. Like, come on, they got to get that together.
First impression lasts a lifetime, Paulie. I appreciate the call as always, brother. The one thing Paulie said, and I think he's got some merit to it, they just looked like a more enthusiastic group last night. And I'm telling you why I think that is. It's the preseason opener, Young, and they were unveiling a Tom Brady statue. So, like, that to me was the big reason why I feel like, okay, they came out juiced up. They came out jazzed up. They was trying to get something going. Oh, my gosh, Jackson Dart. Oof. I'm so glad that I get to watch this preseason game as I'm doing the show. This is like a sports nerd's dream. But, like, I want to see how – first of all, I want to see the energy in practice tomorrow. 2 o'clock practice. It's going to be hot. I want to see the energy tomorrow in practice. If they was, they're probably not going to be in pads, now that I'm thinking about it, but I just want to see how they come out tomorrow, man. OG Cardo out in the city. What's going on?
What's up there, young fella?
How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm one of your supporters. I ain't on the comment lines. I got a question. What's the opposite of DEI? So this guy that, you know, because it's the opposite of DEI, you know, like the highs that's on the current president's cabinet, just about all those guys and women totally unqualified. So what's the opposite of DEI? Anyway, let me get that story for another time.
Yeah.
Let's get to some football. I will like to say RELAX, 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 relax. First preseason game is going to be, you know, bad. A caller on the previous show, AWOD show, he took my thunder. I wanted to call in and say, I think, one of the Super Bowl years for us, we were 0-4 in the preseason and end up winning the Super Bowl. So we relaxed. But I'll go with your list of guys that you like, even though, you know, I was at a little concert, neighborhood concert early in the evening. So I'm going to leave the intermission to get home to watch the game. I should have stayed at the concert, man. I'll be honest. The band was nice, but it's all good.
Who'd you go see last night, Cardo? Who'd you go see?
DC have certain neighborhoods that have just, you know, local bands.
Okay.
Nothing big time, but, you know, the band was nice. Can't remember the name of them, but they were pretty good, and I was enjoying it. The weather was great. I said, I'm going to leave the intermission, you know, and that was a waste. I should have stayed and watched the second half of the show, you know, instead of wasting my time with that preseason. Yeah, Hartman was terrible. I like to see Josh Johnson. I liked your list for the most part of the people that you like, even though I stopped watching it after a while.
Well, I don't blame you, Cardo. Look, it wasn't much to see for most of it, but had to stick it out.
But keep your head up, brother. That's just okay. That's the question of the day.
What's the opposite
of DEI?
Appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. What stood out to you about the preseason opener, good or bad? More of your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. I want to read a couple of tweets. I got Travis Wigfall says, last night didn't have anything to do with the statue. It just looked like one team practiced tackling and the other team didn't. Yeah, I mean, call it what you want. I don't want to overreact too much. I got Athens in Annapolis tweets at us and says, last night was disappointing, especially for guys trying to make the team. When the starters play against Cincinnati, make them make a real determination of where they're at. I can't wait for next Monday. Honestly, like, I'm ready to see the starters because I'm ready to see what this team's going to actually look like. What I didn't like about last night, and I'll keep going to it, and it's nobody's fault that's still here. I just felt like last night, man, their depth. Just, it took a massive hit. You don't have a lot of depth, and I guess that is to be expected when the previous regime just could not hit on draft picks and could not retain guys that could be contributors for you moving forward. So Dan Quinn and company fighting an uphill battle here when it comes to trying to build out the bottom of this roster. Last night, though, wasn't nothing to ring the alarm over. I told you the things that I didn't like. I told you the things that I liked. Real quick here for just now joining us. Josh Connerly stood up and played like a man. Johnny Newton played like a man possessed at times. Trey Amos as smooth as you could ever be at the corner spot. Jeremy Reeves, Crash Dummy Incorporated. I mean, I just love the way that he plays, the violent nature in which he plays. Like, that's football. Noah Igbinoghene, a guy that was your starting damn slot corner last year. played pretty much the entirety of the game, was coming up, hitting people, was good in coverage, had a good-ass kick return. He was awesome last night. Also thought Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, 7 carries for 24 yards, but you felt his ability to make guys miss. You felt him press the hole. The vision was good. Love that. Eddie Goldman is, if there's like a couple of guys that I'm saying, all right, bro, you got to be better. Eddie Goldman stunk up the joint last night. Dom Hampton stunk up the joint last night, I thought. The front seven in particular, like, next week against Cincy, that's the group that I'll have under the microscope because they did not look particularly good last night, but you're without so many starters, so many immediate backups that you're kind of expecting. I want to open up the phones, though, man. Your reaction, positive or negative, to what you saw last night in the Commanders preseason opener against the New England Patriots. Dez is out in Marlow Heights. What's going on, Dez?
What's up, man? What's going on, brother?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, look, I got a couple things that's wrong. Mainly, look, everybody that's calling into your show that were having problems with what was going on and the people that was calling into the last show, they tripping. They ain't real no fans, and they don't really know what we paying attention to. Because if you paying attention to what's been going on and the players that we actually want and that's going to actually be playing, they balled out. You know what I'm saying? Like all the guys that you just mentioned. Now, I do got a problem with how Eddie Goldman was looking, and I got another problem with Tyler Owens. My main problem with Tyler Owens, man, you got to make them hits, man. You a fan. The fans love you out here. I'm here to tell you, even if you're not even listening.
Yeah.
The fans love you out here in the streets. Now, because you maybe because you look a little bit like DJ Swearinger, you know what I'm saying? But from the back, I don't really know what it is, but we all got a thing for him. And you can't be out there, you know what I'm saying, when you getting the one-on-one. You see how he was making that hit when it was like a third down or something?
One-on-one, he missed
right
the tackle.
Off of him, man.
Yeah.
You can't be happy.
So, Dez, real quick, I'll say this. I agree with you, and I tweeted it out at the time. You got to make that tackle. Outside of that play, though, he was awesome.
He was awesome in coverage.
He was awesome.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
One more thing. With the kicker. Listen, man. Linnell, you born and raised from out here. So you know.
Yeah.
With a last name like that, you ain't going to last too long out here in the DMV playing like that.
Oh, man.
You already know.
Oh, man. No, I hear what you're saying.
We do that out here. You go get fired up out here. You keep playing like that.
Man, you know what was tough about it, though, Dez? Like, throughout camp, he's been pretty good. Now, I've been to pretty much every practice outside of the one in New England on Wednesday.
Yeah, I heard. I've been listening every day.
He's looked pretty good, but... Yeah, last night was not good. To have that be your first impression, come on, man. That was tough. Man. That was tough. Dez, I appreciate you as always, good brother. Enjoy your weekend, man. 1-800-636-1067. Yeah, Matt Gay was tough. But, like, and we'll ask Chris Russell about this. He is our special team savant. It's just tough to have that be your first impression if you're a fan watching him. Because I know a lot of you don't get to come out to training camp. You don't get to watch him practice. He's been pretty damn good in practice, man. He has been. But last night, obviously, not the start that you want to get off to. Eddie Goldman, who Dez just brought up, man. Like, Eddie Goldman from around the way. Everybody wants to see Eddie Goldman play well. Eddie Goldman is just, he didn't do his job to me, man. When you're a defensive tackle, when you playing a nose tackle spot and you're getting double teamed, yeah, I want you to try to get off the block. But most importantly, I don't want you getting pushed into the laps of my linebackers, and that just happened too much last night, man. Too many times did the D-line get pushed back into the lap of the backers, and it compromised your run defense. It has guys jumping out of gaps, so on and so forth. And the thing that's, like, frustrating, right, to where I'm not hearing this, oh, it was just the preseason. Eddie Goldman is going to be a part of this rotation if he makes the team. Now it's looking like Sheldon Day played better than him last night, right? And, like, Shelton Day may end up being that last defensive tackle, but he's another guy that's undersized. We got a bunch of three techniques. We need a damn nose tackle, somebody that's going to eat up blocks and not get moved off the spot. Didn't see that last night from Eddie Goldman. 1-800-636-1067. What stood out to you about the Commanders' preseason opener last night against the New England Patriots? Jax is in Calvert County. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Jax?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, for sure, brother.
I'm not really concerned, but at the same time, I was disappointed what I saw. But if I do have a concern is, like, for all the guys that wasn't playing, that's all we expected to be the starters, my only concern is they're still not unproven as a unit. And are they going to get the message that if you don't show up, this is what the game is going to look like?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for, and I'm hoping as a unit, because we did a lot of upgrades. They're unproven. I just hope they're going to show up as individuals. And who's going to be the weak link? That's going to show what kind of team we have in the future. One practice at a time, one game at a time. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, for sure, Jax. Appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Look, I'm watching Bills and Giants right now on NFL Network. You all should be too. And you should be consuming all of the preseason football you can, man. We go months without getting to watch no ball, man. So every chance I get to watch the preseason, I'm locked in. A quick aside here. Man, the Giants pass rush in their front seven. Woof. Like, that is a group that puts the fear of God in you. And if they don't, if they come out flat in the opener, and I know we're a long ways away from the opener. You come out flat in the opener, man, you're going to feel it. Because I'm telling you, they're going to come out ready. Jimmy is in Springfield. Wants to chime in. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man. How you doing today, dude?
Good, look, brother.
I'm doing all right as well, man. Hey, look, I got two things, man. First, you know, that social media noise and whatnot, man, don't pay no mind to that, man. You're better than that. Just, the dudes is jealous, right? I just leave that be, man.
For sure.
Hey, look, the game last night, I'm concerned. I'll be honest with you. I'm concerned. And it ain't – I know it's preseason. I don't care if it's preseason, postseason, regular season, whatever season. I expect quality. I expect heart.
Yeah.
You know, I expect these guys to go out and be professionals and play. And what I saw last night was garbage. I mean, and it's on the players and it's on the coaches. If they're taking veteran days and they're expecting this year to be a cakewalk because they're in the NFC title game last year and all that stuff, it ain't. And Tom Brady? Screw Tom Brady, man. They need to come out there and punch him in the mouth. I mean, seriously, great.
You get what I'm – but, Jimmy, in all seriousness, Jimmy.
Punch that mother.
In all seriousness, Jimmy, do you get what I'm saying, though? In a preseason game, it's kind of tough to create, like, that environment and get guys to believe that, hey, this is the most important game. It was easy for New England and me to get revved up because you got the Brady statue and all that. It's an easier sell is what I'm saying. But I hear your point, too. No excuses, man. Just come ball.
They got to use that as fuel, man.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
We're not a punching bag. We're not a sideshow. Yeah. We need to go up there and say, hey, we're the Commanders, and we're here to beat your ass. That's the mentality, Jimmy.
Jimmy got me about to run through a wall. 1-800-636-1067. We'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders coming up here momentarily. When we come back, though, lay it all out, man. It's a therapy session after the Commanders suffered a 48-18 drubbing last night. What did you like about the loss? What did you not like about the loss? Plus, Chris Russell going to join us coming up here in the 2 o'clock hour here on The Fan. Got a full slate of preseason action around the National Football League on the NFL Network all afternoon long. So if you're a football fan and last night wasn't enough, you're still looking to scratch that itch, NFL Network's got you covered. Giants and Bills right now underway. They've got about 11 minutes left to go in the first half. Jackson Dart just threw his first career touchdown pass. Little Jordan Humphrey on the receiving end of that one. We did get to see Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson. But Jackson Dart, baby, what a start. 6 of 8, 91 yards and a touchdown. Russell Wilson didn't do much. 6 of 7 for 28 yards. Didn't see Josh Allen on the other end for the Buffalo Bills. We did see a little bit of Keon Coleman. We saw Dalton Kincaid. So preseason football is here, baby. The rest of the slate here in the preseason, and we'll get to some of these games after we wrap up our Commanders discussion. We got Texans and Vikings kicking off at 4. Cowboys and Rams kicking off at 7. Steelers and Jags. Titans, Bucks. I mean, we've got games all night long, man, so I'm super excited about it. Chris Russell going to join us coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Also in the 2 o'clock hour, we'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He was open, honest, and transparent last night post-game talking about what we saw. 48-18 loss to the New England Patriots. The Commanders, I thought, came out flat. I'm baking in an excuse for them, though. It's rare that I do that because I'm as critical of the team as anybody. But I just think it's hard to create that sense of urgency when the opposing team as something that can naturally get them juiced up, and that is Tom Brady having that statue unveiled. And it felt like last night. Isn't that cool? I just saw something completely crazy. So Josh Allen went to the University of Wyoming. The Buffalo Bills, on their preseason broadcast, their red zone, is sponsored by the University of Wyoming. Isn't that something? Anywho, last night I just thought, you know, the energy level not being where it was supposed to be, I don't know how much of an indictment that is on the staff. I just think it's a byproduct of one team had a clear motivation to come out and play hard, the other didn't. And I know it's the head coach's job to get guys ready to play. Dan Quinn got these guys ready to play for 19 weeks last year. It was rare. Was there a game last year where you felt like the team came out flat? I don't believe so, man. It didn't feel like that was the case at all. So the fact that they came out flat in the preseason opener, I'm not going to crush them for it. The things that I didn't like, I keep pointing back to the same guy, and I'm not trying to dunk on our dude. Eddie Goldman just wasn't good enough last night for me. He just wasn't. Want to see him be better. Dom Hampton and Kane Medrano, I thought, struggled. The front seven playing the run, I just didn't think was good enough. Didn't think it was good enough. And I know we're playing our backups and they were playing their starters. I get that. But Eddie Goldman, Johnny Newton, Cleveland Farrell, Jalen Holmes, like those guys are, you know, expected to be a part of the rotation come the start of the regular season. They're guys that are going to be, you know, fringe roster dudes, and they just didn't show well enough. Johnny Newton flashed, though. Had a couple of nice pass rushes, had the strip sack, him and Jacob Martin doing a nice job working off of one another. So I am honestly pretty pleased with what I saw for the most part out of Johnny Newton. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, as we continue to talk about, only 7 carries, but you felt him on each of those 7 carries. The jump cuts, the vision, falling forward, making guys miss. Love that. And then Josh Connerly, man. Josh Connerly, and I guess if you listen to the folks in New England, Will Campbell's having the same type of acclimation period here as well. And he's a top 5 pick in terms of getting adjusted to playing offensive tackle at the NFL level. Connerly, over the past week, has gotten a lot better. I thought he played pretty well last night. Wasn't perfect last night either, though. Gave up some pressures. Had a miscommunication on a stunt. But the more reps he gets, the better he's going to be. Am I closing the door on him being the starter week one? No, I'm not. I'm not going to close the door on that. It feels like it's going to be Andrew Wiley, but I think over the next couple of weeks, Josh Connerly, if he can continue to play well, has an opportunity to make up some serious ground and potentially unseat Andrew Wiley as that starting right tackle. Your top observations, though, from last night's preseason opener at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL underscore BTP. Kevin is in California. Wants to chime in. What's up, Kev?
Hey, how's it going, bro?
I'm good.
I just wanted to say, ignore all the haters, man. You're doing a good job. You always speak truth.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, and last night, overall, I was pretty happy because everybody that's going to start for us and our picks, like Amos, and I think Bill's going to be the steal of the draft. I just can't believe that, like, Sam Hartman went out there and stunk it up so bad.
I know.
Have you watched the movie Step Brothers?
Trust me, it's one of my favorite movies.
Okay, well, the part when they're in there interviewing for a job, the dude cut the fart.
Yeah,
it's like these guys, man. They have an interview for like the best job in the world, and they just, you know, went in there and stunk it up. Like,
Yeah. But
overall, I'm happy. Like, I know it's preseason, but from what I saw from the dudes that are going to start,
and the dudes that matter.
I mean,
right.
We just need to worry about depth, but I think Jordan McGee, man, I'm kind of worried. I wish he would get healthy.
Yeah, because they need him, bro. They need him because that third linebacker spot, Kane Medrano and Dom Hampton didn't look too hot to me last night.
Yeah, they're just not cutting it, man. Medrano just looked, I don't know, he looked like he was lost out there to me, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But I'm optimistic, though. I think we're going to be all right as long as we don't get the injury bug.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, man. I appreciate the call as always. Next Monday in Cincinnati or at home against Cincinnati is going to be the litmus test for me before I start making any, you know, sweeping judgments or having any massive criticisms. I just think last caller mentioned that third linebacker spot. Like, that is an issue for me, if there are any. I didn't like the way the linebackers played. Now, I saw Mark Bullock tweet about Kane Medrano saying he thought Medrano played well. I don't know. I didn't see that. I wasn't too thrilled or impressed with what we saw from the front seven, specifically the linebackers. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, I think last night was part of the process. It needs to happen. And I think it's a wake-up call. See, that's the other thing about this. Like, it could definitely be used as a learning experience as well. We talked about the 13 penalties for damn near 100 yards. A lot of these dudes that played last night, it's their first NFL action ever. First time playing under those bright lights in front of all those people. And it just hits different. It's a different environment. It's a different atmosphere. Especially when you consider Tom Brady having the statue unveiled right before kickoff. Like, that creates a juice and an energy in that building that Washington just simply was not able to match. 1-800-636-1067. Sam Hartman continues to get brought up here. And if you're just now joining the program, I'm pretty clear about how I feel with Sam Hartman. If Jaden Daniels plays next week, and that's the plan, and Marcus Mariota is out because of the injury still, I got to go to Josh Johnson first, man. And I just need our guys to be able to get a good look. Sam Hartman he was inaccurate. He struggled. And the inconsistencies that we saw from him last night, we've seen throughout camp as well. I think the best thing Hartman has going for him is that Jaden Daniels loves him. Like, that to me is the number one thing he's got going for him. And everyone thinks, oh, he's so handsome, this and that. I don't care about any of that. I need you to be able to give our guys a good look. In their dream world, Sam Hartman will become the backup sooner rather than later. And Marcus Mariota is able to go see greener pastures. They're nowhere near that right now. Because not only does Sam Hartman not look like a backup, he barely looks like an NFL quarterback. Dave is in, I believe, Suitland's where this is. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, Linnell, man?
What's going on,
hey,
brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Look, I'm concerned. I don't know if it's the players or if it's this game. Like, we still not setting the edge. They was running outside of us like you know, with no resistance whatsoever.
Yep.
And I don't, you know what I'm saying? Okay, yes, they were backups. But they still made the NFL, and that's very few people that get to do that in life. And you get out there on that stage and you get pushed around like that, I don't know. I don't know if it's the players or the scheme, but we need to get that figured out, because if we don't get that figured out, Jaden's he can't win 11 games by himself again this year.
I totally agree with it, man. So that was your biggest takeaway. It was one of mine too, bro. I felt like the run defense just still wasn't good enough. But to their credit, Dave, and I guess you just hinted at this, the only two guys that were playing that are probably going to be playing during the regular season that I'm talking about with the run defense is Eddie Goldman and Johnny Newton. And Johnny Newton has some flashes. Eddie Goldman was getting tossed around all night long, it felt like.
Exactly. Johnny did flash a little bit, but I'm just concerned about, like, I don't understand where our linebackers at when teams are running to the outside. Like, I just don't get why we can't set the edge. Teams just constantly, consistently can get outside of our DNs with no problem and get 7 yards before we even touch them. And we got to get that figured out.
Look, I agree with you, fam. And the one thing I'll say, too, to the linebackers' credit, now, last night they're playing two young linebackers in Medrano and Hampton. But it's tough, man, when the D-line is getting blown off the ball and they're getting pushed back into your lap.
True.
It's hard to exactly. It's hard to scrape like that, man. But I just think
exactly.
From a mentality standpoint, Dave, and you watch ball, brother, you know what it is and what it ain't. I need them to come screaming downhill, and I didn't see
exactly.
That. Like, even if you're hitting the wrong dude, even if you're knocking a lineman on his ass, just come down and hit somebody.
Yeah, we did not change the line of scrimmage at all. We was always pushed back. They always got 3 yards before we touched anybody.
And that was their Achilles heel last year, Dave. Third worst in the National Football League in terms of rushing yards allowed before contact. 2 o'clock hour coming right at you here on The Fan. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll continue to run through your calls. Your main takeaways from the Commanders preseason opener last night against the New England Patriots. Plus, we'll hear from the head coach of the Commanders, Dan Quinn, coming up in this 2 o'clock hour as well. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.